This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Copyright 1939 by James Joyce. Copyright renewed George Joyce and Lucia Joyce, 1967. Narrated by Patrick Horgan. This book contains 628 pages on 19 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Annotation. A controversial experimental novel written in 1939, the book is apparently a dream sequence representing one night in the unconscious mind of a Dublin tavern keeper. Joyce's unique style makes extensive use of slang, arcane puns, and obscure allusions. 1939. About the author. James Joyce was born in Dublin, Ireland, on February the 2nd, 1882. He was the oldest of 10 children in a family that experienced increasing financial difficulties during his childhood. After attending Clongowes-Wood College and Belvedere College in Dublin, he entered the Royal University. Upon his graduation in 1902, Joyce left Ireland for France, but returned the following year because his mother was dying. In 1904, he met Nora Barnacle, and in October of that year, they went together to Europe, settling in Trieste. In 1909, and again in 1912, Joyce made unsuccessful attempts to publish Dubliners. In 1914, the book finally appeared, followed by the semi-autobiographical novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. During the First World War, Joyce and Nora lived in Zurich. In 1920, they moved to Paris, where Ulysses was published in 1922. Finnegan's Wake, Joyce's most radical and complex work, began appearing in installments in 1928 and was published in its entirety in 1939. After the German occupation of Paris, Joyce and Nora, who were married in 1931, moved to Zurich, where he died in January 1941. Other books by James Joyce: Exiles, Play, Collected Poems, Giacomo Joyce. Finnegan's Wake, 1. River Run past Eve and Adams by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Hoth Castle and environs. Sir Tristram, Viola de Mora's, for over the short sea, had pass encore re-arrived from North Armorica on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor to wield a fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Top Sawyer's rocks by the stream Oconee exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's gorgios while they went Dublin their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from afire bellowsed Misha Misha to Tauf Tauf Tort Petrick. Not yet, though very soon after, had a kid's cad but ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet the walls fair and Vanessa were Sosi Sester's wroth with torn Nathan Joe. Rot a peck of Pars malt, a gem or shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory End of the Reginbro was to be seen ringsome on the aquaface. The fall, Bababadalgaracta Caminoron con Bron Tonoron Toon Toon Proveronon Scorn Tuhu Hurdenon Turnuk of a once wall-straight old pa is retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off-wall entailed at such short notice the shoot of Finnegan, a solid man, that the Humpty Hill head of himself promptly sends an unquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty-tum toes. And there upturned Pike Point and Place is at the knock out in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy. What clashes there of wills gen wonts, oystery gods gaggin' fishy gods, brickick, kickick, 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 quacks, 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 ooaloo, 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 quawawa. Where the Baddler's partisans are still out to math master Malachus McGrain's, and the Verdons catapulting the cannibalistics out of the white voice of Hoodie Head. Assy gates and boomering stroms, sods brewed be me fear, Sanglorian save, arms appeal with larms appalling, killy kill killy at all at all. What chance cuddlies, what cashels aired and ventilated, what biddy me to love seduced by what tegotate absolvers, what true feeling for there's hay air, with what strong voice of false jacob. Oh, hear, hear, how hath sprawled met the dust, the father of fornicationists. But, O my shining stars and body, how hath Thane spanned most high heaven, the sky sign of soft advertisement? But was is it? E'er were sewers? The oaks of old, now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where askers lay. Fall if you but will, rise you must, and none so soon either shall the farce for the nonce come to a set-down secular finish. Big Mester Finnegan of the Stuttering Hand, Freeman's Mora, lived in the broadest way imaginable in his rushlet too far back for messages before Joshua and Judges had given us numbers or Helvetica's committed Deuteronomy. One yeasty day, he sternly struck his tet in a tub for to watch the future of his fate. But ere he swiftly stuck it out again, by the might of Moses, the very water was evaporated, and all the Genesis had met their exodus, so that ought to show you what a pension duty chap he was. And during mighty odd years, this man of hard cement and edifices, in Topersthorpe, piled bildung supra bildung upon the banks for the livers by the so-and-so. He had a little fifey, and he hugged the little cradle. With her hair in hands, tuck up your partner. Off while Balbilus, mitre ahead, with goodly trowel in grasp and ivor-oiled overalls, which he habitacularly fancied, like Harun Childeric Egbert, he would caligulate by multiplicables the altitude and maltitude, until he seesaw by neat light of the liquor where twin twas born, his round-head staple of other days, to rise in undress masonry upstandard joy granted, a wall worth of a skyscape of most eiffel, hoith, and towerly, originating from next to nothing, and celescalating the himmels and all, hierarchitecti tipti-top loftical, with a burning bush above off its bauble top, and with larens of tulas clittering up, and tumbles of buckets clattering down. Of the first was he to bear arms and a name, Wassaily Booslave, of reason geborn. His crest of heraldry, invert with ancillars, troublant, argent, a hag-oak, pursuivant, horrid-horned. His scutcheon, fest, with archers strung, Helio of the second. Hooch, his for husbandman, handling his hoe. Ho, 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 Mr. Finn, you're going to be Mr. Finn again. Come day morn, and oh, your vine, 10 days eve, and ah, your vinegar. Ha, 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 Mr. Fun, you're going to be fined again. What, then, agent-like, brought about that tragody thunder's day, this municipal sin business? Our cube house still rocks as ear witness to the thunder of his arafatas. But we hear also through successive ages that shabby chorus of unqualified muslin imiasilims that would blackguard eyes the whitest stone ever hurtled turtled out of heaven. Stay us wherefore in our search for righteousness, O sustainer, what time we rise, and when we take up to toothmick, and before we lump down upon our leather bed, and in the night, and at the fading of the stars. For a nod to the neighbour is better than a wink to the wapsanty. Otherwise we sways like that provost scoffing between the Jebel and the Japisnian sea. Crop herb the crunch bracken shall decide, then we'll know if the feast is a fly day. She has a gift of seek on sight, and she all casually answers helpers, the dreamy deary. Heed, heed, it may have been a misfired brick, as some say, or it might have been due to a collapsus of his back promises, as others looked at it. There extant by now 1,001 stories, all told of the same. But so sore did A bite Ivy's holy red apples, what with the wall halls, horrors of Rolls Wrights, car hacks, stone engines, kissed veins, tram trees, fargabolas, autokinetons, hippo hobbilies, street feet, touring taxes, megafogs, circuses and wards moats, and basilic kirks and Europa gods, and the hoist, and the jolly brool, and the peeler, and the coat, and the Mecklenburg bitch bite at his ear, and the Merlinborough burrocks, and his four old forecourts, the moor, and his blight-black working stacks at 12 pins a dozen, and the newbie buses slading along Safety First Street, and the Derry Jellybys snooping around Tell No Tailor's Corner, and the fumes, and the hopes, and the stroopy thump of his bill's indigenous Rome keepers, home sweepers, dome creepers, thrum and thrum in fancy mudmurumed, and all the uproar from all the off-roofs, a roof for May and a reef for Hugh, but under his bridge suits Tony. One warning, fill, fill, tippling full, his hold feel heavy, his hodit did shake. There was a wall, of course, in erection. Dim, He stuttered from the latter. Damn, he was dud. Dumb. Master Batum, Master Bad Tom, when a man marries, his loot is all long, for all the world to see. Shies? I should see. McCool, McCool, or a why-eye did you die-eye of a trying Thursday morning? Sobs they sided at Philigen's Chris or Miss Wake, all the hooligans of the nation, prostrated in their consternation and their duodizimally profusive plethora of ululation. There was plums and grooms and sheriffs and citherers and raiders and cinnamen too. And they all jined in with shoutmost shoviality, agog and magog and the round of the magrog, to the continuation of that celebration until Hannon Hunnigan's extermination, some in Kinkin Chorus, more can keening, belling him up and filling him down. He's stiff, but he's steady, his primo limb. 'Twas he was the dacent gay-labouring youth. Sharpen his pillow scone, tap up his beer. Era where in this world would ye hear such a din again? With their deep brow fundings and the dusty fidelios, they laid him broad on a lang last bed, with a bacalypse of finisky for his feet, and a barrel load of genesis for his head. Tee the tootle of the fluid hang the twaddle of the fuddle though. Hurrah! There is but young leave for our globe wheels in view, which is tautologically the same thing. Well, him being so on the flounder of his bulk, like an overgrown babbling, let we peep see at home. Well, CPG oughty ought platter plate. E hum. Narrator's note, the E is rotated 90 degrees to the left. End of narrator's note. From Shopalist to Bailiwick, or from Ashton to Baranoth, or from By the Banks to Round the Head, or from the foot of the bill to Ireland's eye, he calmly extensilized. And all the way, a horn, from fjord to fjell, his bay winds a bobo shall wail him rockbound, ho, 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 in swim, swam, swam, and all the livy long night, the deldale darpling night, the night of bluery bells, her flitter flute in tricky trochies, O Carina, O Carina, wake him. With her Isavan Isavan, and her Patterjack Martins about all them inns and houses, telling a teed of a tum, telling a toll of a teary turkey toutling. Grace before glutton, for what we are, gifts are gross if we are about to believe, to pool the beg and pass the kish for craw's sake, amen. So sire. Grandpapas is fallen down, but Grinny spreads the board. Ways on the joint of a desh, fin fo fum the hush. Ways be his bacon head, a loaf of Sing Pantry's Kennedy bread. And ways hitched to the hop in his tail, a glass of Dan O'Donnell's famous old Dublin ale. But lo, as you would quaff off his fraud stuff, and sink teeth through that pith of a flower-white body, behold of him as behemoth, for he is no way more. Finish. Only a photograph of yestern scene. Almost Rubicon Salmo Salah, ancient from out the ages of the Agapemonides, he is smolten in our midst, woe be canned and packed away. So that meal's dead off for someone, schluck, schlice, and good red herring. Yet may we not see still the Brontoictian form outlined aslumber? Even in our own night-time, by the sedge of the troutling stream that Bronto loved, and Bronto has a lean on? Hic jubat edilis, apud libertinam pabulam. What if she be in flags or flitters, reeky rags or Sunday chosies, with a mint of mines or beggar a pennyweight? Are sure we all love little Anna Ruiny, or we mean to say, love little Anna Rainy, when under her brella mid piddle med puddle she ninny goes nanny goes nancing by. Yo, Brontolone slaps, yo snores, upon Ben Hetherin's seeple is out too. The cranic head on him, caster of his reason, pure youthner in yond mist. Oh, his clay feet swarded in verdigrass stick up stark where he last fell on him, by the mund of the magazine wall, where our Maggie seen all with her sister in shawl. While over against this Bell's alliance, behind ill 60, all old ill, bag sides of the fort, bomb, tarabom, tarabom, lurk the ambushes, the sight of the lifting in weight of the upjock and hockham. Hence, when the clouds roll by, Jamie, A proud's eye view is enjoyable of our mounding mass. Now Wallenstone National Museum, within some greenish distance, the charmful Waterloose country, and the two quite white villagettes who hear show of themselves so gigglesome amidst the foliages, the pretty leaves. Penetrators are permitted into the museum mound free. Welsh and the Paddy Patkinses, 1 shilling. British members invalids of old guard find Puss Puss Pussy Pram to state the sort of their butt. For her pass key supply to the janitrix, the mistress, Kate. Tip. This the way to the museum. Mind your hats going in. Now yez are in the Willingdon Museum. This is a Prusius gun. This is a French. Tip. This is the flag of the Prusius, the cap and saucer. This is the bullet that bing the flag of the Prusius. This is the French that fire on the bull that bang the flag of the Prusius. To loose the cross gun, up with your pike and fork. Tip. Bull's foot. Fine. This is the triple one hat of Lipoleum. Tip. Lipoleum hat. This is the Willingdon on his same white horse, the Cokenhape. This is the big sort of Willingdon, grand and majestic in his golden spurs and his iron dukes, and his quarter brass woody shoes and his magnet's garters and his Bangkok's best, and Goliath's galoshes and his Philipponesian war trews. This is his big wide horse. This is the three Lipoleum boyne, grouching down in the living ditch. This is an inimiskilling Inglis. This is a Scotcher grey. This is a Davy stooping. This is the bog Lipoleum mordering the Lipoleum beg, a Gallagher's argument. This is the petty Lipoleum boy that was neither bag nor bug. I say, touch all fits, too much, Dirty McDyke, and Harry O'Hurry, all of them arminous, varminous. This is Delianat, this is Montivil, this is Montipsy, this is the Grand Mons Injun. It is the Crimea line of the Alps, hooping to shelter shock the three Lipoleum. This is the Ginnies with their Leghorns, fainting to read in their handmaid's book of astrology while making their war undecide the Willingdon. The Ginnies is a coo in her hand, and the Ginnies is a raven her hair, and the Willingdon get the band up. This is big Willingdon Mormorial Tallow Scoop Wounder Worker obsides on the flanks of the Ginnies. Sex caliber Ross Power. Tip. This is me Belcham, sneaking his Philippi out of his most awful, grimmest, sunset Cromwelly looted. This is the Ginnies Hastings Dispatch for to irrigate the Willingdon. Dispatch, in thin red lines, cross the short front of me Belcham. Yaw, 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 leaper author, fear-seeking, field gaze thy tiny frau, hog-acting nap. That was the tic-tacs of the Ginnies for to Fontenoy the Willingdon. She. The Ginnies is jealous, agin-courting all the Lipoleum. And the Lipoleums has gone boycotting crazy onto the one Willingdon, and the Willingdon get the band up. This is Bode Belsham, bonnet to Busby, breaking his sacred word with a ball up his ear to the Willingdon. This is the Willingdon's, her old dispatchback. Dispatch disployed on the regions rare of me Belsham, Salamangra. Aye, cherry jinnies, fig tree you, damn fairy Anne, Votre, Willingdon. That was the first joke of Willingdon, tick for tack. He. This is me Belsham, in his 12-mile caoutchoucs, wheat, tweet, and stamp forth foremost, footing the camp for the Ginnies. Drink a sip, drank a sup, for he's as sooner buy a Guinness than he'd stale store stout. This is Rouge's Balls. This is a Trinch. This is Mistletroe's. This is Cannon Futter with a popey nose, after his 100 days indulgence. This is the blessed Tara's Widders. This is Ginnies in the bonny born blooches. This is Lipoleum's in the rowdy houses. This is the Willingdon by the splinters of cork, order, fire, tonner, bull's ear, play. This is Camelry, this is Flodden's. This is the Sulphurines in action. This is their Mobily. This is Panic Burns. Almighty God, art is to lose. This is Willingdon cry, brum, brum, come brum. This is Ginny's cry, underwetter, goat, strip, Finland. This is Ginny's rinning away to their ouster lists, doing a bunker scene. With a nip-nippy nip and a trip-trippy trip so airy, for their hearts right there. This is me Belcham's thank-you silver plate for kitchen the crepes in the cool of his canister. Poor the pay. This is the Bismarck of the marathon merry of the Ginnies they left behind them.
This is the Willingdon Branlish's same marmorial telescope, Sophie Kipo, for his royal devotion on the Rinaway Ginnies. Gambarista della Porca, Dalavarus Femirus. This is the pettiest of the Napoleon's toffee thief that spy on the Willingdon from his big white horse, the Capenhope. Stonewall Willingdon is an old Maxi Montreman. Napoleon is nice hung bushler. This is Hyena Hennessy laughing a lout at the Willingdon. This is Lipsick Dooley krieging the funk from the Hennessy. This is the Hindu Shimar Shin between the Dooley boy and the Hennessy. Kip. This is the wixy old Willingdon picking up the half of the three-foiled hat of Napoleon's from out of the bloodl filth. This is the Hindu waxing Ranji mad for a bomb shoop. This is the Willingdon hanking the half of the hat of Napoleon's up the tail on the buck side of his big white horse. Tip. That was the last joke of Willingdon. Hit, hit, hit. This is the same white horse of the Willingdon, Culpenhelp, waggling his tail of scrup with the half of a hat of Napoleon's to insult on the Hindu sea boy. Nay, nay, nay. Bull's rag, foul. This is the sea boy, Madras Hatteras, up jump and pump him, cry to the Willingdon, a pokeroo, pokker you rap. This is the Willingdon, born stable gentleman, tinders his max botch to the Corsican Shimar Shin, ba sucker you stead. This is the Dufferim sea boy, blow the whole of the half of the hat of Napoleon's off of the top of the tail on the back of his big wide horse. Tip, bullseye, game. How Copenhagen ended. This way, the museum. Mind your boots going out. Phew. What a warm time we were in there, but how killing is here, the Eremites. We know where she lives, but you must not tell anyone for the lamp of Jigalanthor. It's a candle little house of a month and one windy, down a down, high down a down, and numbered quaintly mine. And such reasonable weather, too. The wagrant winds a waltz around the Piltdowns, and on every blasted nolly rock, if you can spot 50, I spy 4 more. There's that gnarly birdie gathering. A run a little, do a little, pre a little, pour a little, wipe a little, kicks a little, sever a little, eat a little, wine a little, ken a little, help a little, pelf a little, gnarly bird. A very table land of bleak barred fields. Under his 7 Rothschilds lies one lump raw, his glove to side him, scud untossed. Our pigeons' pair are flown for Northcliffe. The 3 of crows have flapped it southernly, cracking of the battle to the quarters of that sky, whence tribbles answer, "Well, 'tis well. She never comes out when thons on shower, or when thons flash with his nixie girls, or when thons blowing tomb cracks down the gales of Pond. No, nubo, no, neblas on you sleep. Her would be too muchy a freet, of bury me leg and bind me rolling eyes, and all the deed in the woe. Fee, fo, fum. She just does hope till buys will be buys. Here, and it goes on to appear, now she comes, a peace fugle, a paradise bird, a peary pot mother, a pringle pick on the Alandiskippy, with peewee and powwows in beggy baggy on her bicky backy, and a flick flask fleck flinging its pixie lighting pax humor amy bows, picking here, pecking there, pussy pussy plunder pussy. But it's the army tides tonight, Militopukos, and to morn we wish for a muddy kissman's to the minutia workers, and there's to be a gorge of truth for happiness childer everywhere. Come, nebo me, and so sing the day we sally bright. She's borrowed the coacher's headlight, the better to pry. Who goes cute, goes shoker and shoes her room. And all spoiled goods go into her knapsack. Cartridges and rattling buttons, nappies, spatties and flasks of all nations, clavicures and scampulas, maps, keys and wood piles of halfpennies, and moon-lead brooches with blood-stained bricks in them, boston night garters and masses of shoe sets, and nickel necks and fodor all Michael and a lovely parson of Kate, and howits and much-ears and midgers and maggots, ills and ells with lofts of toffs and plurs of bells, and the last sigh that came for the hot bucklide, and the fairest sin the sun saw, that's caught. With kiss, kiss Chris, cross Chris, kiss cross, on the live's end, slain. How bootiful and how true to wife of her when strangely forbidden, to steal our historic presence from the past post-prophetical, so as to will make us all lordy heirs and lady maidesses of a pretty nice kettle of fruit. She is living in our midst of debt and laughing through all claws for us. Her birth is uncontrollable, with an apron for her mask and her sabots kicking arrears, so sair, so sorry, if you ask me and I sack you. Ho, ho, Greeks may rise and Troysers fall, there being two sights for ever a picture, for in the byways of high improvidence, that's what makes life worth leaving, and the world's a cell for sitters to sit in. Let young women run away with the story, and let young men talk smooth behind the butler's back. She knows her night's duty while Luntum sleeps. Did you save any tin, says he. Did I what, with a grin, says she. And we all like a married Anne because she is mercenary. Though the length of the land lies under liquidation, flute, and there's ne'er a hairbrow nor an eyebush on this glabrous face of her shuft water welter. She'll loan a vesta and hire some peat and sarch the shores her cockles to heat, and she'll do all a turf woman can to piff the business on, puff, to puff the blaziness on, puff. And even if Humpty shall fall, frumpty times as awkward again, in the beard's bosom of all our grand remonstrances, there'll be eggs for the breckers come to mourn him, sunny side up with care. So true is it that there where's a turnover, the tay is wet too. And when you think you catch sight of a hind, make sure that you're cocked by a hint. Then, as she is on her behaviourite job of quain and spandy, fruiting for firstlings and taking her tithe, we may take our review of the two mounds, to see nothing of the himples, here as at elsewhere by sixes and sevens, like so many Hegels and Collins, sitting around, scent-breeched and sumpot reek in their swish-a-wish satins and their taff-taff tights, playing Wharton's Folly at a tree party on the planko in the park. Stand up, Mickos! Make strake for Minners! By order, Nicholas Proud. We may see and hear nothing, if we choose, of the short-legged Bergens off Cork Hill, or the Burger Moors of Arbor Hill, or the Burger Gambles of Summer Hill, or the Bergen Sellies of Misery Hill, or the country-bossed Bergwans of Constitution Hill, though every crowd has its several tones, and every trade has its clever mechanics, and each harmonical has a point of its own. Olaf's on the rise, and Ivor's on the lift, and Citrix places between them. But all, they are all there, scraping along to sneeze out a likelihood that will solve and salve life's robulous rebus, hopping round his middle like kippers on a griddle-o, as he lays dormant from the macro-borg of Holdhard to the micro-berg of Pied-de-Poudre. Behold this sound of Irish scent. Really? Here English might be seen. Royally? One sovereign pund to Peterby Pence. Regally? The silence speaks the scene. Fake. So this is Jublong? Hush. Caution. Echoland. How charmingly exquisite. It reminds you of the outwashed engraviture that we used to be blurring on the blotch wall of his inn-kempt house. Used to? I am sure that tiring chabber-shoveler with the musical chocolate box, Myrie Mitchell, is listening. I say, the remains of the outworn grave-mure where used to be blurred the tormens of the incubus. Used we? He is only pretendant to be stugging at the Jubilee harp from a second-existed listener, Fiery Farrelly. It is well known. Lock for himself and see the old but new Dublin. W-K-O-O. Here, by the Mossalime wall, pim 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 pim, with a grand fun for all, pom 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 pom. Tis Optophone which onto feigns. List, Wheatstone's magic lyre. They will be toggling forever. They will be lichening for all of. They will be pre-tumbling for over. The harp's discord shall be theirs for Allah. Four things, therefore, saith our hereditary Mamandugius, and his grand old historiorum wrote near Boreorum, bluest book in Boyle's annals, F.T. in Diflinarski ne'er shall fail, till heather smoke and cloud weed, ere's eyes shall pall. And here now they are, the fear of them. Ti totipis. Unum. Adar. A bulban boss are mounted upon an alderman. Aye, aye. Duum. Nizam. A shoe on a poor old woman. Aho. Priam. Tamus. An auburn maid O'Brien a bride to be disarted. Adir, adir. Quadlibus. Marheshvan. A pen no weightier nor a pole-put. And so, and all.
Tukul.
So how idler's wind, turning pages on pages, as innocents with Anaclete play Popeye Antipope, the leaves of the living in the book of the deed, annals of themselves timing the cycles of events grand and national, bring facile-wise to pass out. 1132 A.D., men like to ants or emmets wandering upon a groot wide walfisk which lay in a runnel, blubby wares up at a blanium. 566 A.D., on Balefar's night of this year after deluge, a crone that had a wicked kish for to hail dead turves from the bog, look it under the blay of her kish as she ran, for to satisfy her curiosity, and be missoul, but she found herself sack full of swart goody quickenshoon and small elegant brogues, so rich in sweat, blurry works of hurdles. Silence. 566 A.D., at this time it fell out that a brazen-locked damsel grieved Sobra las Olas, because that Popette, her minion, was ravished of her by the ogre Puropius Pius. Bloody wars in Balior Cleobally. 1132 A.D., two sons at an hour were born until a good man and his hag. These sons called themselves Caddy and Primus. Primus was a sentry man and drilled all decent people. Caddy went to winehouse and wrote a piece of farce. Blotty words for Dublin. Somewhere, apparently, in the gin-and-go gap between Antediluvius and Anna Dominant, the copyist must have fled with his scroll. The Billy Flood rose, or an elk charged him, or the Saltrup world right from the Excelsissimost Empyrean, both in some earth-spake, or the Danaman Gallus banged pan the Bliddy Durum. A scribicide then and there is led off on the Old's Code with some fine covered by 6 marks or 9 pins in metal men for the sake of his labour's dross, while it will be only now and again in our rear of our era, as an upshoot of military and civil engagements, that a gynecure was let on to the scaffold for taking that same fine sum covertly by meddlement with the drawers of his neighbor's safe. Now, after all that far-fetched and peregrine, or dignant or clear, lift we our ears, eyes of the darkness, from the tome of Liber Lividus, and to how paisibly ironical all dimmering dunes and glomering glades self-stretches afore us our free land's plain. Lean neath stone pine the pastor lies with his crook. Young Pricket by Pricket's sister nibbleth on returned viridities. Amid her rocking grasses the herb trinity shams lowliness. Sky up is of ever grey. Thus too for donkey's years. Since the bouts of he-bear and hairy man, the corn-flowers have been staying at Ballymun. The dusk rose has choosed out Goatstown's hedges. Tulips have pressed to gather them by sweet rush. Townland of twined light. The white thorn and the red thorn have fairy-gayed the May valleys of Knockmaroon. And though for rings round them, during a kyriad of perihelegangs, the Formorians have brittled the tooth of the Danes, and the oxman has been pestered by the firebugs, and the joints have thrown up jerry-building to the Kevinses, and little on the green is child's father to the city. Year, year, and laugh tears. These pack-sealing buttonholes have quadrilled across the century, and whiff now waft to us, fresh and made of all smiles, as on the eve of Killalhu. The babblers with the thangers vain have been, confusion hold them, they were and went. Tigging togs were, and hoon hymn song toms were, and comely norgles were, and polyfool fiancy. Men have thawed, clerks have sursar hummed. The blonde has sought of the broon, else kiss thou may mean, Kerry Piggy, and the Dunkle Dames have countered with the hellish fellows, "Who ails Tonkado, a space of Dumble Silly?" And they fell upon one another, and themselves they have fallen. And still now knights, and by knights of yore, do all bold floras of the field to their shy fawn lovers say only, "Cull me ere I wilt to thee," and but a little later, "Pluck me whilst I blush." Well may they wilt marry, and profusedly blush betrothed, for that saying is as old as the howits. Lave a whale a while in a wheelbarrow, isn't it the truth I'm telling you, to have fins and flippers that shimmy and shake. Tim Timmy can timter tamting tam, flippity, flippity, fleepow, hop. In the name of Annam, this carl on the copy, in pelted thongs apart alone, who the Joe Bigger be he? For shapen his pig-made hog's head, shrunk his plod's foot, he hath lock toes, this short shins, and oh, be old that's pictorial, his mamma muscles most mysterious. It is slaking nuncheon out of something's brain pan. He seemeth a dragon man. He is all months on the keep fief, by here is Comstipple Saxone, be it Junipery or February, Marrocks or Ailbrill, or the ramping riots of Porios and Florios. What a queer sort of a man. It is evident the Mitchin Daddy. Let's we overstep his fire defences and these crawls of split-sucked marrock bones. K.D., he can perhaps poster us the pillory way to Hercules Pillar. Come on, fool porter, fool hosiered women blown monks your. Excuse us, Charlie guy. You taller did ask? You talkative Scowegian? You spigoty Anglies? You phony or Saxo? Fear also, 'tis a jute. Let us swap hats, and exchake a few strong verbs, we coach other yap-yazzanabast the bluty creeks. Jute. Yuta! Mutt. Mock's pleasure ad. Jute. Are you Jeff? Mutt. Some hards. Jute. But you are not Jeff Mute. Mutt. No ho. Only an otterer. Jute. Whoa. What is the matter with you? Mutt. I became a stummer. Jute. What a horrible thing to because. How, Mutt? Mutt. I put the bottle, sword. Jute. Who is Poddle? Wherein? Mutt. The inns of Dung Tarf, where yous ought to be he. Jute. You that side, your voice are almost inedible to me. Become a bit skin more wisable as if I were you. Mutt. Hesitancy? Or Buhuru, Buru usurp! I trumple from wrath in my minds when I remember him. Jute. One eye gone black. Bison is bison. Let me for all your hesitancy cross your qualm with trinket. Here have silvan coin, a piece of oak, guineas, eyes good for you. Mutt. Louis, Louis, how wouldn't I not know it, the intellible great cloak of Cedric Silky Shag, Cain Mealy Faulty Rices for one dablin bar, old Grilsy Growlsy. He was poached on in that egg tentacle spot, here where the liveries, Monomach, there where the Missers Mooney, Minikin Pat. Jude. Simply because, as taciturn pretells our wrong story shortener, he dumpted the whole borough of rubbages onto soil here. Just how a pudding stone in at the brook cells by a river pool. Jute. Lord all marshy, we'd wad for an horse like. Mutt. Samular with a bull on a clump turf. Rooks roarum rex roomy. I could snore to him of the spumy horn, with his woolsley side in by the neck I am sutton on, did Brian Davlin. Jute. Boil, doyle, and raw honey on me when I can barely first stand a weird from sturt to finnick in such a patwater as your Rotterdam rotter. Unheard of and unseen. Gat after meal. See you doomed. Mutt. Quite a green, but save a sec. Walk a dun blink round with this Albert Isle, and you shall see how all ye plain of my elters, Humphrey and ours, were worn to whale, Wimble to Peewee, or the Salting, where will be city by law of Isthmon. Where, by a droit of seigniory, ice flow was from his inn the beginning to whose finished their punct. that e'er him rue murmur, mere merge two races, sweet and brack, mothering rue. Hither, crouching eastwards, they are insurgents. Hence, cooler ebb, they requiesce. Countlessness of live stories have never fallen by this clash. Flick as flow flicks, litters from aloft, like a vast wizard all of whirl worlds. Now are all tombed to the mound, ishes to ishes, erd from erd. Pride, O pride, thy prize. Jute, stench, mut fiatfuit, herein underlie they, charge by the small, and every night life also the strange. Babylon, the great grand hotel, with tittle house, Alpon earwig, Brucknon ild, like as equal to an equal, and the sound cemetery which is Liebe's love. Jute, mord, mut meldunt Liza, by the fierce wave behorted, despond sung, and Thanacestras mound hath swallowed them all. This oath of years is not save brick dust, and being humus the same returns. He who runes may read it on all four. Oxel, yuxel, trixel, crumbling, sell me sooth the fair for humlin, hum lady fair, but speak it all so stiffly more. Be in your wisht, Jute, whisht, mut, the giant Forficules with Amni the Fay. Jute, how? Mut, here is Vice King's grab. Jute, what? Mut, are you a stone-aged, Jute, you? Jute, I am thunderstruck, thing mud. Stoop, if you are absent-minded, to this clay book. What curios of signs, please stoop, in this alphabet. Can you read, since we and thou had it out already, its world? It is the same told of all. Many miscegenations on miscegenation. Tickle, they lived and laughed and loved and left. For sin, thy kingdom is given to the Medes and Parthians. The meander tale, a loss and a gain of our old Heidenberg in the days when hidden clouds walked the earth. In the ignorance that implies impression, that knits knowledge, that finds the name form, that wets the wits, that convey contacts, that sweetens sensation, that drives desire, that adheres to attachment, that dogs death, that bitches birth, that entails the ensuance of existentiality. But, with a rush out of his navel, reaching the rear doors of Ramersbottom, a terriculous vivarion view this, queer, and it continues to be quaky. A hatch, a celt, an earshare, the purpose of which was to cassay the earth crust at all of ours, furrowards, bagowards, like yoxen at the turnpike. Here say figurines billicus arming and mounting. Mounting and arming billicus figurines, see here. Futhor, this little effigy is for a fire thing called a flint for fall. Face at the eased, O I fay, face at the waist, ho you fi, up wop and dump 'em, face to face. Narrator's note, the capital F's of the two faces are rotated 90 degrees right and left, so they are in effect lying down. End of narrator's note. When a part so petit does duty for the hollows, we soon grow to use of an all for a bit. Here, please to stoop, are selveran cued petite bees, of quite a pecuniary interest in as little as they are the pellets that make the tom-tommies payroll. Right rank Ragnar rocks, and with these rocks orangotangos wrangled rough and right go wrong. Wisha, wisha, why did that? Thick is for thorn, that's thuck in its soil like thumbfool straight a thrust for vengeance. What a nice all mess it all makes. A midden-hide hoard of objects. Olives, beets, kimmels, dollies, Alfred's beaties, Cormac's, and Dalton. Owlet's eggs, oh, stoop to please, are here, creakish from age and all, now quite excellent. And old Waldy wobble yours, hard worth a wipe of grass. See the snake worms every side. Our Durlbin is swarming in snakes. They came to our island from triangular Touchertail, beyond the wet prairie, reared up in the midst of a cargan of prohibitive pomafuck, but a long-landed Paddy Whippingham and his garbage cans cotched the creeps of them Pricker than our who's there out of man could quick upper watch that. Some divide and some the lot, but the tally turns round the same ballyfusin. Racketeers and bottloggers. Axe on thwax on thrax axon-wise. One by one place, one be three ditto and one before. Two nurses, one make a plausible free and item behind. Starting off with a big boar and three-legged carvers and ivor grain jadesses with a message in their mouths. And 100 filled on 11 weight of liberorum cue to con and we can till all horrors eve. What a Neanderthal tale to unfurl. And with what an end in view of squatter, and anti-squatter, and post-prawn anti-squatter. To say to us, to be every Tim, Nick, and Larry of us, sons of the sod, sons, little sons, yea, and lee little sons, when us is not to be every Sue, Sis, and Sally of us, doctors of Nan, accusative ansire, damn Adam to infinity. True, there was in Nilo's diebos as yet no lump and papier in the waste, and might mountain pen still groaned for the mices to let flee. All was of infantry. You gave me a boot, signs on it, and I ate the wind. I quizzed you a quid with for what, and you went to the quad. But the world mind is, was, and will be writing its own runes forever, man, on all matters that fall under the ban of our infrarational senses. For the last milch camel, the heart vein throbbing between his eyebrows, has still to moor before the tomb of his cousin Charmian, where his date is tethered by the palm that's hers. But the horn, the drinking, the day of dread, are not now. A bone, a pebble, a ram skin. Chip them, chap them, cut them up always, leave them to terra cook in the muttering pot. And Guten Morg, with his Cro-Magnum charter, tinting fast, and great primer, must once for omnibus step rubric red out of the word press, else is there no virtue more in Alcohoran. For that, the rapt one warns, is what papyrus made of, hides and hints and misses imprints. Till ye finally, though not yet end-like, meet with the acquaintance of Mr. Typus, Mistress Tope, and all the little tip-toppies. Phil Stop. So you need hardly spell me how every word will be bound over to carry 70 top-tipsical readings throughout the book of Dublin's Gine. May his forehead be darkened with mud, who would sunder, till Dalet Mahomahoma, who oped it, closeth thereof the door. Cry not yet. There's many a smile to Nundum, with city maids per man, sir, and the park so dark by kindle light. But look what you have in your hand, sir. The movables are scrawling in motions, marching, all of them ago in pit-pat and zing-zang, for every busy eerie wig's a bit of a Tory tale to tell. One's upon a time, and two's behind their lettuce leap, and three's among the strubbly beds. And the chicks picked their teeth, and the domkey he began. You can ask your rat if he believes it. And so, curry me, only wallops had he. That one of a wife with faulty barnets, for then was the age when hoops ran high. Of a noark and a chop wife, of a palmful grave and a fammy of levity, or of golden youths that wanted gelding, or of what the mischievous made a man do. Mal Maridad, he was reverse aghast by the frisk of her frasks and her pretty pirik. May fay, she's like gay, this snaky woman, from that tripiary toe expectant pelic. Veil, valentine, valentine eyes, she's the very besh winnie blows neon good. Flew in, flow on, ho ho. So it's sure it was her, not we. But lay it easy, gentlemen. We are in rearing of a Norwig, so weeny, beeny, beeny, teeny. Come, they see. At whist, if ye mute. Listen, listen, I am doing it. Hark, the corn entreats, and the last notes brittle. It was of a night late, long time agone, in an all-stained eld,